This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are safely past Black Friday and Cyber Monday, now officially embarked on the holiday shopping season. And if you have kids of a certain age, or even if you don't, as you're about to hear, there's a chance that you stopped in at a Build-A-Bear store if you were looking to, you know, build a stuffed animal for yourself or a loved one. Sharon Price John is the CEO of Build-A-Bear Workshop. She is also today's installment of Conversations from the Corner Office. And when she came into the studio a week or maybe two ago, I asked her basically for the sales pitch.
I think the thing that makes it really special is that kids feel creative and empowered, and there's no wrong answer in a Build-A-Bear. And then you walk away with a very, very special furry friend that you made yourself.
And mom and dad pay the bill.
Yes. Yes, they do. But mom and dad also sometimes make their own furry friends.
Do they really?
Over 25% of our sales are to people over 12 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And some of that's because we have such a wide array of best-in-class licenses like Star Wars and My Little Pony that also has a big following from people as old as you and I.
I got in such trouble once for mocking My Little Pony, so I will not do that. I will ask you, though, I guess why you took this job, because when you did 4 or 5-ish years ago, this company was in some trouble.
Yeah, the company had unfortunately experienced 8 years of negative comparative sales. And
which in layman's terms is a terrible, terrible thing for retail.
That's a bad thing for retail. And it also had seen some contracting profitability. Now, a lot of retailers had seen some struggles post the 2008 recession.
Right.
Some tough decisions needed to be made. And those are the decisions that we made. We closed some stores. We squeezed down our SG&A.
SG&A?
Yeah, selling, general, and administrative.
Got it. Cost.
Yeah.
A lot of the costs. Everything's got its lingo.
Yeah. So, and got focused on first delivering and returning to profitability, then assuring that we sustained that profitability while rebuilding a lot of the key infrastructure. It's tough sometimes to do both of those things simultaneously, but we were able to do it because the one thing Build-A-Bear really did have was a very strong balance sheet, no debt, and good cash flow. So back to your question, why did I come?
Yeah.
I didn't come because, oh my goodness, a turnaround, how much fun. I
came. Said any CEO ever.
Right.
No. Yeah.
I came because it had this strong balance sheet combined with this powerful, in my opinion, unscathed, unmonetized brand. That certainly felt like that there was a lot of opportunity there if we were able to get the basics and the fundamentals of the business humming again, which we now have done.
Talk to me about toys in 2017. Is this a good time to be in the toy business or meh?
I think that if you look at it in its most narrow context, you might say it's not the greatest time to be in the toy business because it's evolving in many ways. But I think you have to restructure the argument. It's not about being in the toy business. I don't think I'm in the toy business. Do we make toys? Yes, that's different. I'm in the memory making business. I'm in the engagement business. I get to stretch this brand in a lot of different ways. People will always be looking for ways to entertain themselves or ways to for a diversion, and toys fits in that space. The big mashup between toys and entertainment and engagement, that's what's out there right now. How do you interface with consumers in a different way?
Do you worry? I suppose you do, because it's kind of your job. How much do you worry, I guess, then is a better question, about having your product be a tangible thing, right, in an era where kids have their noses in phones and iPads and all sorts of not tangible things?
I believe that there's always going to be a need for that tactile experience. There's always going to be a need for that fuzzy hug. It doesn't matter how advanced we get with our telephones. There will be a kid that's afraid at night and needs to have his bear scare away the monster in the closet. And that's always going to be there.
Sharon Price John is the CEO of Build-A-Bear Workshop. Sharon, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We did talk about some other things, Sharon Price, John, and I, like if most Build-A-Bear stores are in malls, and malls, as we have been reporting, are in trouble, then what do they do? You can hear the whole thing on our Corner Office podcast.